Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3476 BN. Today's date is October 16th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Deep State Will Rig the Election. Sometimes you must show the people. Future proves past. Talk about our health. Speaking of digestive issues, this is caused by a potential toxin that's in all of the, quote, healthy foods that scientists have been telling us to eat with a fraudulent food pyramid for the longest time. And this potential toxin causes digestive issues, according to Dr. Gundry, a world-renowned cardiologist. This is affecting millions of people nationwide. Warning signs include weight gain, fatigue, digestive discomfort, and stiff joints, even skin problems. Well, Dr. Gundry explains these side effects are often mistaken for normal signs of aging because digestive issues develop usually over a matter of years and sometimes even decades. I can assure you that the damage is probably caused by these healthy foods and it is far from normal. The good news is you can easily help fix a problem from your own home. It's very simple. You just have to know which foods are actually healthy and which contain the hidden potential toxin. So you can find this yourself at gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22. That is gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22. Or click the link in the description because after years of research, Dr. Gundry has decided to release an informative video to the public free and uninterrupted, showcasing exactly which foods you need to avoid. Go find that video at gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22. That is gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22, or click the link in the description. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they know they're in trouble. They know the people are siding with Trump. They know that he has the voters. They know that they're not going to be able to create the number of ballots that they're going to need. They're going to try with everything that they have to do so. And it doesn't mean that, hey, if they can't create the ballots, they're not going to cheat. Of course they're going to try to cheat. They're already letting us know what they're about to do. They're going to, if they can't rig it on the front end, they're going to rig it on the back end. It's the same type of rigging, but they're going to rig the election. They want chaos. They want a civil war. They want a war because this is all they have left. Now, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know this. They know what they're about to do. I do believe Trump actually moved the deep state in the position that he wanted them to be in. He put up all these different roadblocks, made it very, very difficult to use the ballots. And they're having a very, very difficult time. Think about all the different states that the DOJ is suing right now. Oh, wait, you're going to stop illegals from voting? Well, we're going to sue you. Wait, you're going to remove people off of your voting register? We're going to sue you in Virginia. Wait, a judge just ruled that you have to count everything in one day? Well, we're going to sue you. They're trying to reverse everything Trump and the Patriots have put together and set up all these roadblocks to stop them. Because they know that they will not be able to use their pre-cheating plan if all these roadblocks are in place. And I do believe this is why Trump actually did this. Because he wanted everyone to see how they manipulate the elections. And I do believe when the elections are being done, they're going to realize that they're going to have to use their other tactic, which they're planning to do. And I do believe we're already getting a lot of that information that is coming out now because they like to project what they're going to do. They're going to actually say that there was interference in the election, which I do believe is going to bring us full circle back to 2020. Because remember, Trump and the Patriots, they said that, yes, there was interference by foreign entities and there was cheating domestically. So I do believe that the deep state in the end, as they're trying to rig the election, they're actually going to show the people that they actually rigged the election. Remember, they've been telling us, the head of CISA, this is the most secure election, that no one's going to be able to access it. No one's going to be able to manipulate anything. They've already come out and said this. Yes, they talked about other foreign entities saying that they might use social media to sway people into voting a certain way. But they told us that the elections itself, they are secure. What happens when they come out with the story that the elections are insecure? All of a sudden, that brings the question, all the other elections, because they've been telling us that this election is secure. And I think people are going to see this, and actually the future is going to prove the past. And I do believe this is what Trump and the Patriots actually want to do. They want to show the people, look, they've always been cheating in the election. They just lied to you before. Now you can see it. And I do believe this is going to usher in the SAVE Act, where we have to have transparent elections, where we have to have voter ID. We have to have one-day voting, one-day counting. I do believe in the end, that's what this is all about. And I do believe that in the end, the deep state plan is going to fail. You see, if they did it on the front end and they use the ballots like they did in 2020, it's much, much harder to prove. But if they say that the elections were manipulated, that actually opens them up. And I do believe that's the path that we're headed down right now. And you can see Trump and the Patriots, I do believe they set all of this up to show the people. And I'm not saying that this is just going to be easy, it's going to be over and done with, and everything's going to be great, because you know the deep state doesn't work that way. I mean, listen, we all hope the elections are done perfectly. We have one day voting, Trump wins, and we just all celebrate and everything's great. I mean, yeah, that's the best case scenario, but think about it. Let's see. He said he was running for election. They threw all these indictments at him. They had civil cases against him. One of them, he's convicted, and they're waiting for the sentencing, and they pushed it to after the election, which I do believe they did on purpose, because once he wins, they want to put him in jail. And there's two assassination attempts, and they've come out with the story that Iran is trying to get him. So if they did all that, do you really think they're just going to say, let him win, we can't do anything, it'll just happen in on that day, and we'll just pack our bags, let him go into the presidency, let him go into the White House, we're done? Do you really think after everything that they've done, do you think that's what's going to happen? Do you really think that they're just going to give up and that's it, they're done? Absolutely not. Look what happened when he got into the White House the first time. What did they do? It was Russia, Russia, Russia. It was Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine. Impeachment hoax number one, impeachment hoax number two. So this time around, Trump knows the players. He knows the board. He knows everything. He has the people on his side. Do you really think they're just going to say, oh, I'm done? Absolutely not. Actually, what they're going to do is they're going to come at him even harder. Do you see how they're coming out at him even harder now? We didn't even have the election yet, and they're coming at him very, very hard. Who do you think is doing all of this? I mean, do you think it's just these one-off people here? No, it's the system. The system is going after him. Kamala's not the system. She's a pawn in the system. Biden is a pawn in the system. The system, those people that you don't see, they are coming after him. But he has trapped all of these people. He's trapped these people in everything that they've been doing. And they're finding it very, very difficult to operate in this environment. I mean, really think about it. Think about January 6th, for example. We had Liz Cheney and the rest going after Trump. They deleted all the information. Again, information that you delete is not deleted. And I do believe Cassidy Hutchinson, she was bait. They took the bait. And now we've come to find out that Liz Cheney was speaking to witnesses through an encrypted app. She took the bait. You see, this entire thing that we're watching is one gigantic trap. It's a sting operation from the very, very beginning. And you don't get people on just one thing. You need people to repeat their crimes over and over. Because remember, we only have one chance to do this. You don't want anyone to say, oh, by the way, that might have just been a glitch. Well, it happened four times. That is not a glitch. You didn't do it by accident when you did it four times. You cheated in 2018. You cheated in 2020. You cheated in 2022. There was no glitch. It wasn't an accident. It's the same pattern over and over and over. This is how you bring down the deep state players. This is how you do it. Think about the undercover agents that infiltrate the gangs or the mafia or whatever organization they're infiltrating. They build evidence. Do you think they just have one little piece of evidence? Or are they undercover for a very long time to gather as much evidence as possible? Sometimes they're there for months. Remember, we're going after a criminal syndicate, which is, let's see, the country. It's Hollywood. It's the CEO corporations. It's all the agencies in D.C. It's all of it. So how long do you think it takes to build a case that's impenetrable, where they can't weasel their way out of it? How long do you think it should take for that to happen? Plus, you also need the people on your side to go after these people. Plus, you need the people on your side to elect you, and you need to show people how they're trying to destroy the country at the same exact time. It takes a while. But again, the alternative is actual physical war, just like the Revolutionary War. And Trump and the Patriots, they didn't want to lead the people down this path. But you could see that the deep state, they're having a very, very difficult time. And it looks like Trump has pushed them into rigging the election post-election. Now, doesn't mean they're not going to try to do it pre-election. Of course they are. Because, again, they know that this is the final battle. They know if he gets in there, it's not about losing the election. It's about arrests. It's about accountability. And they know this. That's what they are fighting for. They're fighting to stay out of jail. They're fighting against all the crimes that they've committed. Trump is fighting to take back the country. He's fighting to wake the people up. He's fighting for the people to see the deep state, the tyrannical government, the criminal syndicate. He wants the people on his side because this will just make it a lot easier to go after the deep state, all the criminals, the deep state players. And you can see, I do believe that at this point in time, he has a lot of the people, but I do believe he needs a lot of the D's to be on his side. And I do believe that time is coming. If you really think about it, we're already in the middle of October, and it's been quite quiet, hasn't it? Yeah, they tried to assassinate Trump, but when you really think about it, we haven't seen an October surprise. We haven't seen anything yet. Are they waiting for right before the election? Are they waiting for that right moment? I mean, really think about it. If you go back to 2020, when did the New York Post put out the article about Hunter Biden's laptop? That was October 14th, right in the middle of October, which here we are. So it seems like it's been pretty quiet, which means the deep state, and I do believe the Patriots, they're prepared and ready to unleash something. And I do believe that is definitely coming. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this and where I believe this is all going. But first, we have to understand that the fake news is truly the enemy of the people. CBS, they manipulated Kamala's interview, and we know that they manipulated Speaker Johnson's interview. And remember, he's the third highest ranked elected official, and they decided to cut out his answer, and they gave the people something completely different than what he said. And everyone's starting to realize that CBS, ABC, CNN, they are truly on the side of the deep state. And they truly are, because they're part of the criminal syndicate. Remember, the criminal syndicate is deep and wide. Yes, it includes the propaganda networks. Yes, it includes the FBI, DOJ. So if everyone's like, I can't believe they're doing that. I can't believe we're not having justice. You're not going to have justice. How do you have justice when the criminals are running anything, everything? You can't have justice. It's completely and utterly impossible. So for anyone to say, I can't believe they're allowing this to happen, well, who's allowing it? So if you're looking at the DOJ, I can't believe the DOJ didn't do it. Well, they're part of the criminal syndicate. What do you think they're going to do? You think they're going to go after themselves? Oh, wait, they're going to go after Mayorkas? They're going to go after what? FBI agents? They're all part of it. So that's never going to happen. So you really shouldn't say, I can't believe that nobody's doing anything, because the system is a criminal system. The only way for these people to be accountable, to be held accountable, is to actually win the election, clean the system out, and put the people in there who are going to follow the rule of law. So that's why you're not seeing any type of justice. That's why nothing happened to Biden. That's why nothing happened to Mayorkas, because it's the criminal syndicate. And they're not going to go after and put themselves in prison unless those people do something against the criminal syndicate. If they do something against Trump, they're all for that. So that's why you're never, ever going to see anything like that. But what's very interesting about the CBS Face the Nation, we've come to find out that the anchor who edited Speaker Johnson's interview to help Kamala is married to Democrat consultant who helped the Lincoln Project attack Trump in 2020. It's all starting to make sense now, isn't it? Everything's becoming very, very clear. They're all part of the criminal syndicate. That's what you see here. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see anytime there's a whistleblower that comes forward, talks about the border, you can see the deep state players, Mayorkas and team, they don't like this. So what do? They always go after these people. And just recently, we had James O'Keefe. He put out an incredible movie, Line in the Sand. He interviewed a whistleblower who worked on the border, and all of a sudden, they started to go after the whistleblower. James O'Keefe put this out on X and said, Customs and Border Protective revokes whistleblower Zachary Apothecker's firearm, issues summons for hearing over general misconduct and disruptive behavior. Zachary, the whistleblower featured in the film Line in the Sand, has been summoned by Customs and Border Protection. In a letter from the special agent Adam P. Austin, CBP states, Zachary will face questioning regarding general misconduct and disruptive behavior related to his revelations about child trafficking within the agency. CBP has revoked his authority to carry a government-issued firearm, raising concerns about potential retaliation against him for speaking out. And that is very, very interesting because we've seen this before. Anytime you let the people know exactly what they're doing, especially with child trafficking, they are going to come after you. Zachary put this out on X and said, and so it begins. And it's definitely beginning right now. And we could see that anyone that goes against the deep state players will go after them. Because again, if you're trying to show the people what they're doing, what crimes they're committing, they don't want that to happen. So they will destroy your lives any way they possibly can. They'll try to censor you any way they possibly can. And what's very interesting is that whole conspiracy theory that, you know, the fake news has been telling us and the corrupt politicians have been telling us that, oh no, the great replacement theory is completely fake. We're not trying to replace the people in America, the workers in America. Well, what's very interesting is that the NFAP, the National Foundation for American Policy, they have reported now that the labor force growth after 2052 will be foreign-born immigrants. They will be the only source of U.S. labor force. That tells you everything you need to know right there. So the entire conspiracy, once again, is the truth. And what's very interesting is Trump, he continually says that we're going to deport all these illegals. We're going to cut government like we've never seen before. This is why he's putting Elon in there, because I do believe they're going to fire maybe 50, 60, 70, maybe even up to 80% of the people in government. And the illegals are going to be deported, millions of them. Now, what's very interesting about this, the deep state players, the D's, they keep saying, well, if we don't have the illegals, who's going to work on the farms? If we don't have the illegals, who's going to do all these jobs that nobody wants to do? Who's going to do all of these things for us? Well, Ron Rule has the solution. Leftists are like, if Trump wins and deports the illegals, who will work the farms? That's easy. Those jobs can go to all of the former government employees. Once Elon starts making cuts, they can work on the farms. Hey, they'll finally have a real job. Because, you know, once you're in government, is that really a job? No, not really. So they can go out into the fields. They can pick our food. Because you know what? We want organic, fresh food. And I do believe that would be a good place for them to start. And we won't have to worry about bringing the illegals, because how many government employees do we have? How many people that were installed in government? I think we have, what, hundreds of thousands of people? And I think they'll do a fantastic job. And I'm not talking about those people that do actual jobs in government. I'm talking about all the corrupt people. Those people can work on the farms. I'm sure the other people, they'll stay or they will find another position, because most of the people in government probably have the ability to find something else because they have skills. When you look at the corrupt politicians and you look at all the people that they brought in for DEI, these are the people that are going to have the problem. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we could see the case with Sean Diddy Combs. It is now building up, and his attorneys, they filed a motion requesting that his accusers in federal sex trafficking case be publicly identified so he can prepare a proper defense. Now, this is going to be very, very interesting. We'll have to see if the judge goes along with this motion and if these people's names are made public or we get information of who the accusers are. I think this is going to open all of this up. And I do believe that this is just the beginning. And I do believe that the Epstein client list, the videotapes and everything from Combs, is that going to be released now? Maybe. Maybe as an October surprise. But I think most likely that this will be used later on when we're going after all these people. Remember, we're going after all these people, showing the country their treasonous crimes, the crimes that they've committed. And we're using the rule of law. And to bring in something like, well, they were part of the pedophilia network. We have video of them down in Epstein Island. I mean, this is going to seal the deal when charges are being brought against these individuals, because it's not just going to be one crime. It's going to be multiple crimes. Now, what's very interesting is that Microsoft now is letting us know that the internet now is a cyber storm. And it's very difficult to distinguish between nation state actors and cyber criminals, because they're pretty much using the same exact technique. So it seems that they are definitely setting the stage for some type of cyber attack that's going to be heading our way. And in the beginning, they might say, oh, it's, you know, it's a cyber criminal. And then it might morph into a state actor because they didn't realize that it was a state actor, because they're all using the same exact techniques. So I think they're putting it out there to show the people that we might not know who it is, but we will find out later on. And I think when they have to say, hey, look, the state actor hit our national infrastructure, they also hit the election system, which is part of the national infrastructure, I think they'll be able to make the case for the cyber attack and for the manipulation of the results. So I think they're already starting to put this together. And the other thing that's very interesting is I do believe we're going to see some type of scare event as we approach the presidential election. Now, I don't know if it's going to come before the presidential election or after the presidential election, but I know we're going to have a scare event. And we could see that they're already building this up with Iran. I mean, Biden was already out there saying, listen, if you make another assassination attempt on Trump and you kill him, it's an act of war, which means, yeah, they're going to try again. And they're going to try to blame it on Iran to start a war. Now, even if there is another assassination attempt and they can't pull it off, it's still an act of war, because you tried to take out a former president, which I do believe he's still the president, and a presidential candidate. Let's talk about protecting ourselves. Remember event 201, just before an election, Bill Gates, the World Economic Forum, and John Hopkins ran a pandemic simulation in October of 2019. Months later, COVID hit. Well, here we go again. It's October. We're on the verge of a historical election, and now there's a bird flu summit. Their playbook is the same. Create chaos, bring back lockdowns, and perform medical tyranny. Wake up. This is their October surprise. Last time we were caught off guard, but now we have a proven solution to protect ourselves and families. The wellness company created the medical emergency kit, and every home in America should have at least one of these. They're packed with life-saving meds like ivermectin, amoxicillin, and even Z-Pak. And it's all backed by experts like Dr. Peter McCullough. Picture this. No more frantic searches for a doctor. No more emergency waiting rooms. Just a few clicks, and this kit is delivered to your front door. In times like these, having your medical emergency kit is a necessity. Protect your family by preparing now. Get your kit by heading over to twc.health/x22 and use code x22 to save $30. Don't wait until it's too late. Act now, take control, and ensure you're protected against whatever comes next. That's twc.health/x22 and use code x22 to save $30 plus free shipping right now. Or just click the link in the description. Or What happens when he wins the election and he's president-elect and Iran tries to assassinate him then? That's an act of war. So I do believe they're building the narrative for war. Now, I don't believe that's the only thing. I do believe that we're going to see other events, and we're also going to see a cyber attack. And what's very interesting is that an Iranian general, he is now claiming that he has weapons superior to nuclear bombs. And this is coming from Iranian Brigadier General Rostami. And the general claimed that Iran has weapons that are far superior to nuclear weapons, hinting that this military equipment had already been deployed in the past, recalling an attack on oil tankers in the United Arab Emirates in 2019. So that is very, very interesting. And we'll have to see how this all plays out, because I do believe they're going to be using Iran, probably North Korea, because remember, China, Russia, they're connected to these two countries. They're allies. I do believe we're going to see something happen with these two countries. Remember, going back in time, North Korea was going to be used to start World War III when they installed Hillary, but that never happened. So I do believe Trump has been talking to Kim Jong-un. Trump has been speaking to other leaders like Putin and Xi. And you can see that he has other leaders coming to Mar-a-Lago, or he's meeting them up in New York. But I do believe that these individuals, they're all brought into the fold to actually rout out the deep state players. And I believe that they have been bringing us down this path, and Trump knew the path because it's their playbook. It's the 16-year plan to bring us to war. And I think this is setting them up so the people see their true intentions: to start a war, to destroy the country, remove the Constitution, because you've seen everything else. You've seen the open borders. You've seen what they've done to the economy. You see what's happened out in the Middle East. You see what's happened out in Ukraine. Now you see what's happening out in North Korea. And now you know that Iran has been going after Trump, which I do believe this is all the deep state. And yes, they're using these proxies out in these different areas to make it look like it's coming from all these different areas. So right there, I think that should tell everyone everything they need to know. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that when you look at crime across the country, we know there's a lot of illegals that have come into this country. And what's very interesting is that the NYPD, and this N Wokeness put this out, they admit they are now seeing migrant gangs from Venezuela growing more powerful and bold. The gang is using kids to avoid jail. They're recruiting in shelters. And remember the debate with Kamala Harris when Trump said, no, crime is skyrocketing right now. The FBI, they manipulated the data. They're leaving a lot of things out. And of course, David Muir came out and fact-checked him. And he said, no, that's not true. Crime is going down. Look at the FBI stats. And once again, Trump is right. You see, the people already knew that the FBI was not getting all the data, because they told certain blue areas, you don't have to report certain data, and they weren't reporting it. The journalists at these propaganda outlets, they should have done their homework. They should have said, well, you know, crime might be up because they didn't report the crime in this city, and that city. But again, this should tell you everything you need to know. The reason why they didn't do it is because they're a propaganda outlet and they're getting their instructions from the CIA, from the deep state players, and they're told what to say. Take a listen to the debate here.
Down all over the world except here. Crime here is up and through the roof. Despite their fraudulent statements that they made, crime in this country is through the roof. And we have a new form of crime. It's called migrant crime. And it's happening at levels that nobody thought possible.
President Trump, as you know, the FBI says overall violent crime is actually coming down in this country. But
They were defrauding statements. They didn't include the worst cities. They didn't include the cities with the worst.
So what have we found out since the debate? Trump was right. Crime is on the rise. The FBI just revised its violent crime data. America put this out. Democrats and legacy media have been telling Americans that violent crime dropped 2.1%. Now they admit it actually increased by 4.5%. So that is very interesting. So the updated data shows there were 80,029 more violent crimes than in 2021. There were an additional 1,699 murders, 7,780 rapes, 33,459 robberies, 37,091 aggravated assaults. You mean they just overlooked this? They didn't realize there were 1,700 murders? They didn't realize there were 80,000 more violent crimes? I mean, really think about this for a second. So how all of a sudden did they get this data? Does this make any sense? So once again, Trump is right. And we can see that the deep state, they have failed. And this is all over social media. Of course, you think ABC is reporting on this? Most likely not. Do you think any of the fake news stations are actually reporting on any of this? Maybe the only one, maybe Fox and Newsmax. Maybe those two, they might be reporting on it. But again, you could see that during this process, you had everyone on social media telling everybody that these different areas weren't reporting the crimes. The data that the FBI was putting out there is fake. And once again, the people are right and the fake news is wrong. The fact checkers are wrong. They're all the corrupt politicians. They're all wrong. And think about it. I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they set up Liz Cheney. And Liz Cheney took the bait. She went all in on it when she was heading up the January 6th committee. And now it's coming back to haunt her. Greg Price put this out and said the House Oversight Committee obtained Cassidy Hutchinson's signal messages. Hutchinson was directly communicating with Liz Cheney and indirectly through Elisa Farah as Cheney was leading the January 6th committee. Cheney also helped Hutchinson get new lawyers. So that's very interesting. MJ Truth Ultra put this out and said, Cassidy Hutchinson testified that Donald Trump choked his Secret Service driver on January 6th. Guess who questioned her? Liz Cheney. That's very interesting. The Oversight Subcommittee breaks it all down. Chairman Representative Loudermilk obtained never-before-seen correspondence between January 6th Select Committee Liz Cheney and Cassidy Hutchinson. In the months leading up to Hutchinson's explosive testimony, Cheney secretly communicated with Hutchinson directly and indirectly through Elisa Farah Griffin, despite Cheney knowing doing so was unethical. This all transpired with Hutchinson was still represented by her attorney, Stefan Pasentino. Hutchinson reached out to Farah Griffin after Hutchinson's second TI and met with Farah Griffin and her Georgetown townhome on April 26, 2022. In Hutchinson's book, Hutchinson claims she told Farah Griffin that she had more information to share with the Select Committee. Farah Griffin agreed to contact Liz Cheney on Hutchinson's behalf and spent the next month secretly passing information between Cheney and Hutchinson, including scheduling another Select Committee interview where Hutchinson testified about her new information. According to never-before-seen text messages, Cheney communicated directly with Hutchinson while Hutchinson was represented by an attorney and a subject of the Select Committee's investigation. Cheney, as an attorney herself, knew that talking to Hutchinson without her attorney present would be unethical. After Hutchinson's third transcribed interview, Hutchinson reached out to Cheney directly. The two exchanged numerous messages and calls. Ultimately, Cheney provided Hutchinson with the names of attorneys at Alston and Byrd who agreed to represent Hutchinson free of charge. Hutchinson was still represented at this time by Pasentino with Cheney, which Cheney knew. Cheney had an obligation to refuse any contact with Hutchinson directly to maintain the integrity of the investigation. Very, very interesting. But let's go back a little bit in time. Natalie Winters put this out and said, Liz Cheney wanted criminal referrals for anybody who attempted to influence witness testimony for the January 6th committee. She's the one who did it. Let's see. Was she set up? Was there someone planted in all of this to actually catch Cheney and the others in this? I do believe so. Let's go back to post 4958, June 29, 2022. Define plant. How do you insert a plant? Can emotions be used to insert a plant? Who is Cassidy Hutchinson? Trust the plan. So it looks like they baited Liz Cheney in all of this, and now she's caught in doing something completely unethical. And now Cheney pretty much removed her entire mask. She's really showing us who she is. She is now campaigning for the Democrats. She was always a Democrat. She's part of the Uniparty. Now people could see it very, very clearly. The other thing that's very interesting is Biden was trying to be Mr. Tough Guy once again. And he actually slipped up and actually said the quiet part out loud. He said, listen, she beat Trump so badly in the debate, he's scared to death to beat her again. That's a fact. Tough guy, right? Tough guy. So basically, he just admitted that Trump actually beat Kamala. And when you look across social media, forget about the fake news. They're giving you fake polls. They're telling you fake information. When you look across social media and you look at what people are saying, Trump won the debate. The people see it. Listen, those D's that aren't awake, no matter what Trump said, he was never going to wake them up. You know why? Because sometimes those people that are so brainwashed, they have to be shown. Trump is opening the door. He's showing them. Look at the open borders. Look at the crashing economy. We're heading towards war. Look what they're doing in the school system. A lot of people woke up from this. A lot of people haven't. Those people that woke up, they decided to walk through the door. They are now thinking logically. Those other people, they can't do it. The other saying is, you can bring a horse to water, but you can't make the horse drink. Trump can only show the people. The people have to decide on their own. You can go up to a person, scream at them, try to convince them. You know what's going to happen? They're going to block you out. The more you say, the worse it's going to be. They're not going to listen. That's why that approach doesn't work. Because those people that are brainwashed, the only way to convince them is to actually have them go through it and actually see it themselves. That is when it works. And I do believe we're going to see a lot more before the presidential election. And that's going to wake up a lot more people. I do believe most likely we'll see maybe a correction in the market, more layoffs. We might be on the precipice of war. You'll see war building up. And we might see events happening very, very soon. But we'll have to see all this plays out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Trump, he accepted an invitation from Bloomberg and the Economic Club of Chicago. And guess who didn't show up? Kamala. She declined it. I wonder why. Can you imagine her on the stage debating this individual? First of all, he'd give her softball questions, but it wouldn't go over well. Trump, I do believe he just had a battle with the globalist system. And I do believe Trump won against the globalist system. Geiger Capital put this out and said, Bloomberg editor-in-chief just gave a fairly hostile interview to Trump at the Economic Club of Chicago. At one point, the audience literally booed him for asking blatantly loaded questions. Then they gave Trump a standing ovation. Trump won once again. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is you can see more and more people are waking up and they're now speaking out. Even though they can't stand Trump, they don't like him, this is part of the process. You wake people up and you look at the situation, you look at the country, you look where the economy's heading, you look where the country's headed with war, and you make a decision. Do you want Kamala? Do you want the same of what you're getting right now? Or do you want something completely different? Because people now can go back to Trump's 4 years and they say, well, everything that we thought was going to happen didn't happen. And the economy was pretty good. We had peace throughout the world. Everything seemed pretty darn nice. And people are definitely waking up. Jason put this out on X and he says the following. I can't stand Donald Trump. He is braggy. He insults people for no reason. And he's just a brutal personality. But my mind is made up. I'm voting for him. And here's why. He puts Americans and their well-being first. Kamala will not. He will bring Elon Musk into his cabinet to be the efficiency czar and get rid of waste. This alone may be the best single reason to vote for him. He will bring Robert Kennedy Jr. into his cabinet to make America healthy again. He will finally get to the bottom of why our food companies are destroying the health of our children. I'm sick of the way the media lies continuously about Trump, starting with the incessant racism claims. They are just nonsense. The latest thing I learned, he sent his plane to fly Nelson Mandela home after he was in jail with the U.S. because they wouldn't do it. Racist? No. I'm sick of the U.S. being embroiled in foreign wars. Trump will keep us out of them again. He's just crazy enough that foreign nations will stand down. They have no fear of Kamala. They will fear him. Trump sees the country as fundamentally good. Kamala sees it as inherently evil. Trump will end the nonsense of the open border, which makes our country less secure, less financially stable, and brings in millions of people illegally who compete for American jobs. This government has to print billions to care for the illegals. That makes all of our dollars less valuable and makes prices zoom upward. He will stockpile Bitcoin. He will keep men out of women's bathrooms and women's sports. He is a heavyweight personality and negotiator. Kamala is phony personality and a lightweight negotiator. The people who want Kamala to win are the most annoying people in the country. They have pushed for pronouns, masks, endless vaccines, cancel culture, riots, blatant racism towards whites, gender confusion, undermining the U.S. Constitution. He will upset the current political system. He was nearly the victim of assassination three times. Actually, two. The third time wasn't. And he keeps going. He's not the best in interviews, but he at least puts himself out there over and over and over again. Kamala hasn't done a single press conference. Harris and the media trying to prop her up hid Biden's cognitive decline. They accused Trump of being a threat to democracy, yet she was installed as the nominee with no votes. She wants to pack the Supreme Court. She wants to eliminate the filibuster. She sued Robert Kennedy Jr. to keep him off the ballot. And the threat to democracy is Trump. Nonsense. Those who support Harris look at Trump's support as vile, stupid, ignorant, and fascist. They disown family members or disinvite them from Thanksgiving dinner if they support Trump. This is disgraceful. Every time she talks, I try to give her a chance, but she is the most phony and condescending politician I have ever seen. Ever. I can't do it. I won't do it. She and those who support her are resistant to voter ID and believe requiring an ID is racist. Her Department of Justice is suing the state of Virginia for trying to purge the voter rolls of illegals. Why would we not want one vote per one U.S. citizen? Is it more racist to believe people from the inner city are perfectly capable of securing government-issued ID? Or to believe they're incapable? That's it. I'm done. Thanks for hearing me out. Absolutely. And he's absolutely right. And a lot of D's are actually feeling this way. I'm not talking about the far, far left. I'm not talking about the trans people. They're on a different trajectory. I'm talking about the hardworking D's, those people that have families, those people that see that, hey, where'd my job go? Why can't I afford food? I don't want to go to war. I don't want my children to go to war. These people are waking up, and I do believe a lot more of these people are going to wake up. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Elon Musk, he created America PAC. And he donated $75 million of his own money to this PAC because he's all in on Trump. He wants secure borders, sensible spending, safe cities, fair justice, free speech, and self-protection. And I think that's what we all want. But again, the deep state players, they don't care what the people want. They care about themselves. They care about their agenda. And you can see it with all the lawsuits trying to stop Americans just voting in the election. I think that should tell you everything you need to know. And think about all their policies that they want put forward. They're pretty much opposite of everything the American people want. If you look at the polls, no one is really agreeing with what they want. Because again, this has been their agenda for a very, very long time. Trump, he's allowed the people finally to see what their true agenda is. By the way, this has always been going on. Trump allowed you to see it so he could wake up as many people as possible. Because this is not about him just winning the election. This is about the people waking up, taking back the country, and stopping these people moving forward. It's not just about winning, going back to your daily life. It's about taking back the country so this never, ever happens again. Because before Trump, if Hillary got in, at this point right now, we would be in World War III. I know it's hard to believe. I know it's crazy talk. It's almost like going back to 2017, 2018, saying, hey, by the way, COVID's going to hit. You're going to wear a mask. You're not going to be able to go to work. The entire world's going to be shut down. You're going to be trapped in your house. Yes, back then you would say, no, that's impossible. They would never do that. How could you shut down the entire world? That makes no sense whatsoever. Well, is it that far off to believe that Hillary was going to bring us to war? Actually, Trump let us know. Yes, if she got in, we were going to war. And I do believe this is why he stepped in. He waited for someone else. Nobody showed up. He had to step in. He had to do this. This is the final battle to wake the people up. It's not the final battle to win the election. It's the final battle to wake the people up to take the country back. Because if you can't take it back, you can't keep it. Yeah, the election, fine. But again, Trump could cheat. He could use the cheating system. He could win the election. But how would that help us? Because as soon as he was gone, after his 4 years, the people would have learned nothing. They would have seen nothing. They wouldn't have taken back the country. So guess what? It would have started all over again. For those people who just wanted him to win, that's not how you take back the country. You see everything that you're seeing now? They're going to continue with this and make it even worse. So if he didn't do what he did to wake everyone up, and he just went in there and he just made himself the president again by cheating the election, which he could have easily done, nothing would have been fixed. Because again, if you look at the Declaration of Independence, you look at the Constitution, it's up to we the people. And the people must be awake to see it. But you can see the deep state players, they're already preparing to get Trump on the back end. I mean, after he wins the election. Now, they might say nobody won because the election results are manipulated. Remember, they have a pre-plan to create as many ballots as possible to cheat in the election. When the election happens, we might see the results and we might see that Trump wins, but no one's going to call it. They might say nobody wins because the elections are manipulated. They might stall to say we're looking into it. We might have a couple of days, maybe 10, where we don't know if there's a winner or not. And there might be lawsuits. It might go to the Supreme Court. They might have to make a decision. But the deep state players, they already have plans for after the election. Biden pretty much tells you what they are. RNC Research put this out on X and says, Biden is now openly hoping Trump, his former top rival before he kicked Biden's ass so bad he dropped out in disgrace, is jailed after the corrupt Democrat-led witch hunt. He got the sentence kicked back, but I want to watch that sentence. So what is he saying? He's saying that after the election, when Trump wins, most likely they're going to try to jail him. Remember, he's already convicted. So they're going to say you have to go to jail. And that reminds me of Post 1374, May 15, 2018. Can you serve from jail? Does this mean that Trump is going to have to serve from jail? Maybe. I don't believe he's going to be in there that long. But it looks like this is what their plan is. And we'll have to see how that all plays out. Now, you could see every step of the way, the deep state players, they're trying to remove all roadblocks. Nebraska, the Supreme Court there has ordered voter registration to resume for those with felony convictions. And what that means, even though voting has already started, early voting is happening right now, it's underway in Nebraska, it adds about 7,000 eligible voters in the state. If you look at Georgia right now, Green Lives Matter put this out. If I were a betting man, I would bet large amounts of money that they plan on cheating in Georgia. A judge in Georgia just blocked a rule requiring ballots to be hand counted, as he says it would sow chaos and uncertainty in our elections to hand count the ballots. Wouldn't that provide confidence in the results rather than sow chaos? Why are they working so hard to resist election integrity laws, if not to provide an opening for thievery? Because they're planning to rig the election any way they possibly can. And what's very interesting is that even Europe is trying to make the case that the U.S. has a strong decentralized election system that makes voter fraud very, very rare. Really? Who wrote this? The deep state players? The same people that wrote the letter that Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation? You could see where all this is headed right now. And since we have this incredible election system that, again, the deep state players have put together, you're right. It's very, very secure. So the question then becomes, and Rasmussen Reports has put this out, why has the U.S. Postal Service refused to disclose who paid for them? Because there were 9 trucks, 1 to 1.5 million counterfeit 2020 mail ballots in each. So this is going to court. Why is the U.S. Postal Service refusing to disclose who paid for these counterfeit ballots. Because if those are counterfeit, you know there are many others that are counterfeit. Now, Virginia, they are now trying to make their elections very secure, and they're trying to make them very, very transparent, and they don't trust the machines. George put this out and said, election officials in Waynesboro County, Virginia, have filed a lawsuit saying they will not certify the results of the 2024 election because the voting machines violate Virginia's constitution. They're asking for the city to allow observers and cameras to monitor, live stream, and record the counting of the votes with ballots scanned and made available as public record. I swore to uphold the state constitution, and it says that ballots cannot be counted in secret. And yet, when you put your ballot in the machine, it goes in this black box, and you have no idea what the machine is doing. And he's absolutely right. And everyone should have the right to see what is going on. And you could see why they wanted these machines. Because, oh no, you have your ballot, but you don't know what happens once you feed it in. You don't know if it's counting for Trump or Biden or any other candidate. Because we know they can swap the results very, very easily. Now, you could see what their plan is, and I'm talking about the deep state plans for the elections. The former acting U.S. Solicitor General Neil Katyal sounded the alarm about potential dangers surrounding the 2024 election cycle, warning the crisis could be worse than the January 6, 2021 Capitol riots. And again, the only one that rioted were the deep state players. I think we're looking at a very possible constitutional crisis, and one that's going to make January 6, 2021 look like a dress rehearsal. And this year, the rogues had 4 years to go pro and perfect the big lie. Then we have Jack Smith. He just released this. He has a new crazy claim about Trump and January 6th. And his claim that he filed is that Trump willfully caused his supporters to obstruct an attempt to obstruct the certification of the 2020 election. The special counsel's prosecutor said Trump bears responsibility for January 6th riot, even though he specifically told his supporters to protest peacefully and patriotically. Jack Smith made the claims in a filing responding to Trump's motion to dismiss the superseding indictment on statutory grounds. So basically, you could see with the former acting U.S. Solicitor General, you could see it with Jack Smith, they're building the idea that Trump is going to be causing riots after the election, which means they might not have the results of the election because they're saying it manipulated. And even if Trump wins the election, they're going to say it's manipulated. And I think the bottom line to all of this is they're going to try to get the Trump supporters very, very angry. And if the Trump supporters aren't angry and they're not out there rioting like they want, they will bring in their illegals. They will bring in their Antifa. They will bring in the criminals to do it for the Trump supporters, which means they will be dressed up as Trump supporters. So you can see that they are now leaning towards post-election rigging. And Julian Rum, he put this out and he's pointing to a post. And it says, how do you show the public the truth? How do you safeguard U.S. elections post-POTUS? How do you remove foreign interference and corruption and install U.S.-owned voter ID laws and other safeguards? It had to be this way. Sometimes you must walk through the darkness before you see the light. And he responded to this post and he said, this post indicates to me they're going to try and steal 2024. I think that's a given. It'll make the 2020 steal look minor in comparison. It'll be so obvious that the vast majority will see it. It won't hold up. It has to happen again to create the groundswell for secure election reforms. So basically, if they have to create the number of ballots, will it be very, very noticeable to the people? Remember, this is their pre-rigging plan. Create as much ballots as possible. But I think there's a point where you can't create those ballots and the election becomes too big to rig. So I think people are going to see this, and I think when people start to see the results and Trump is leading and they tell everyone it's manipulated, do you think the people are going to buy this? I don't think so. And that reminds me of Post 112 and Post 88. This is November 5th, 2017. I'm going to read down below. It says, more false flags imminent. Elections Tuesday no longer matter at this stage. So there's no longer just a Tuesday election day. which means they're going to probably delay the election because they're going to say the results are manipulated. Now, they might say we don't know who the winner is, or people might see that Trump was winning, and then he decided to say that the results are manipulated, which calls into question about these secured elections, because they've been telling us, CISA's been telling us this, the FBI's been telling us this, DOJ's been telling us that the elections are secure. Once this happens, we come full circle, because then this calls into question every other election. And we know that Trump and the Patriots, they have gathered this information. They have it. But this will allow the people to actually see it and understand it, which is very, very interesting. And that reminds me of Post 88, November 5th again, 2017. 10 days. Will it take 10 days to learn who won the election? Will it seem like it's very, very dark? Maybe. And then you have scare tactics, mainstream media, D's falling, R's walk away, removed. So we might see something like this. And yes, they might have chaos. They might have try to push the riots. All of this, I do believe, is going to happen. Do I mean it's going to happen on election day? No. But I do believe they're going to try to use any method they possibly can. And I think this is why Trump and many of the people that are on his administration, part of the RNC, are telling people to vote early. Trump, he put this out and said, Georgia, in-person early voting open today, October 15th. If you have a ballot, return it immediately. And if not, go vote at the polls right now and get everyone you know to cast their ballot for Trump and Republicans at every level. With your help, 21 days from now, we're going to win Georgia. We're going to defeat Kamala Harris, and we're going to make America great again. Now, really think about this. Why is he telling everyone to vote early? First of all, the D's, they tell all their people to vote early. So basically, this is going to counter everything the D's are trying to do. Because remember, they have their people vote early. They wait for the Trump supporters to come to the machines. They can either manipulate the machines, saying they're rejecting the ballots, create a lot of confusion. A lot of people aren't voting. Take their ballots, throw it in a bin, never to be seen again, and they don't count those ballots. If you vote early, it counters everything the D's are doing. And if there is manipulation of the results, well, those ballots were counted early. You were voted early. So I do believe he's trying to set up these roadblocks to bring the deep state down the path he wants them to go. And I do believe he wants them to say that there was foreign interference, that the elections were manipulated, because this is going to bring us full circle. Actually, the future, which we're in today, is going to prove the past. And it's going to wake a lot of people up. And people are going to learn that our elections are not secure, that they can be accessed. And maybe they were accessed back in 2020. And I think this is going to wake a lot of people up. A lot of people are going to have a lot of questions. And this is going to start the conversation. And this is going to be a huge problem for the deep state players. And I do believe that someone's going to have to make a decision. Do we count what we have? Do we look at the ballots? And if we start looking at the ballots, what are people going to notice? Wait a minute. These dots, they're all the same. It's like they were printed. And then people are going to start to learn. Wait a minute. Are these ballots real? No wonder why the U.S. Postal Service doesn't want to tell you who paid for all these counterfeit ballots. And when you start to look at the ballots, wait, are they counterfeit ballots? So let's see. A foreign government interfered. We have fake ballots. And now it's all starting to make sense. So can we trust the election the way it is? Can we trust the system the way it is? Or do we have to do it over? Do you think the people would want paper, voter ID, one-day voting? I mean, the SAVE Act is just sitting there in the House. If we do have this type of an event, will the people demand this? Will they demand the Senate and Biden, or maybe Kamala Harris, maybe she's the acting president at the time, will they demand them to sign it? Maybe, maybe not. We'll have to see how this all plays out. But I do believe Trump, he is now setting the path. And the deep state, they're taking the bait and they're going down this path. And I do believe in the end, Trump will win and the people will see the truth. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.